Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to PD Radio. Every Tuesday, bringing you real talk.
That's right.
Music, interviews, and much more. PD Radio.
Power of love.
Hey guys, hello, hello, XOXO. Thanks for tuning in as you are live with PD Radio. I am Miss PD, your host, and as every week, I am joined by my right hand, my co-host, Mr. Black. How's the night treating you so far, Mr. Black?
It's going good, Miss PD. That's right. I'm your right hand. I'm your G
that's
money
right.
up in here. You know, we just
G money,
just getting on
right.
and hey, but you know, I'm
let
no
him
snitch
know.
Though. That's right.
No, you're not.
No snitching.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. No snitching.
How you feeling?
You know, not feeling too well tonight, but I'm here. The show must go on. So, you know, be professional at all times.
Oh, most
definitely.
You know
what I'm saying?
We might have to bring that energy level up just a little bit, you know.
It's up. I'm good. I'm here. So, you know, it's all good. Tonight in our second hour, we'll be joined by a talented young man, spoken word artist, Poetic J, a.k.a. Preach, as we shine our creative artist spotlight on him and find out what he's all about. But first, I want to shout out the whole six-man radio team. We have the boss man, Seed, Nadine, Jasmine, Cobra, GMS, and Maria. Individually, we doing what we do and collectively shining very bright. Six Man Radio. I also want to send love and shout outs to Just Infamous and S Love for always holding us down with their support and sharing
That's
their
right.
talents with PD Radio. We love you guys for that. Thank you for everything you do for us. And I also want to shout out my Twitter fam for always plugging the show. We have Eargasm, Lynn Storm, Danica Inspires, AG Soulful, LDC Management, Poetic J, and LG Promotions. I appreciate all of your support, guys. Well, Black, last week we had a great interview with Atlanta R&B artist Winston Warrior. He had great energy on the show. He was very funny and talented, and he could really sing, y'all. You guys need to check him out. We played his new single on the show last week called Elevator, and today, guys, today, his new album drops titled Lifeology 101 Back to School. I already ordered my copy. It's on its way from Amazon, and you all should, too. Winston has that grown and sexy music we can relate to, so make sure you guys go onto Amazon and get that. Huh.
That's right.
Right, Black?
Hey, don't forget.
You like his music.
Almost definitely. Don't forget, you know, in the interview last week, I pulled some things out of Mr. Winston, and he gave you fellas some tips. So if you didn't listen to the interview last week, make sure you check it, because he dropped some knowledge on there, a couple of tracks y'all need to listen to if y'all in the doghouse and you're trying to get into the love house. So, you know, it's going to be.
He set you guys up, so, you know.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Take a listen.
That's right. That is right.
Well, you know my new thing, Black. I'm doing the celebrity birthdays.
You know what's funny? I look forward to it now. I do. I really
do.
So,
I don't know how long I'm going to keep it up, but, you know, I'm doing it for now.
And let it run us over.
Run it over. I'm done with
That's right.
All right. Birthdays this week. We have Eminem, my boy Eminem. He's 39 this week. Wyclef John, also 39. Singer Ne-Yo, 32. Actor Omar Gooding. You remember him from Baby Boy? Jody's best friend.
Yeah.
The fool.
Yeah.
He's
How
35
is it?
Today. 35.
Okay.
Boxer Evander Holyfield is 49. Snoop Dogged Dog. 39. Got a lot of 39s going on. They know they 40. Let me stop. Miss Famous with No Talent, Kim Kardashian, 31.
I'm sorry. No, you did.
I did.
But you're right, though. You're right. That girl famous for no reason at all. Damn shame.
I will give her props, though. Even though she became famous for nothing, she did turn it into something. She do work. She, you know, she out there doing her thing.
She do work. Oh, yeah.
I mean, she got into it the crazy way, but she putting in the work, so she making it work for her. So you know,
she definitely putting in the work.
Can't hate on that. Yeah, can't hate on that.
Oh yeah, she putting in the work.
She got the clothing line. She got the store. She got her perfume. She's doing charity events. So, you know, let the girl do her thing. She came in foul, but she working it.
She's still working.
And we have We have Feisty TV Judge. I love her. Judge Judy, 69 this week. And last but not least, we have Amber Rose, who is 28. Happy birthday, you guys. This is for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, man.
What's going on with you over there, Mr. Black?
Hey, tonight, it's a big night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the second round of the presidential debate.
That's right. Coming on at 9 o'clock tonight.
We are going to see if Romney can keep up that. Because that's really what he's doing. And the president, I know he's going to come out, you know, guns blazing tonight, so...
I'm anxious to see that, how, you know, how he comes out tonight, because I know he got a lot of flack for the first one, so we'll see if he come out swinging tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
we'll see if he's on level 10 tonight.
Yeah, he got to put on all Madden for us and, you know, put it down. Now, see, the other thing, I'm just going to bring this up. This is, I want to know from the callers out there, if this is a violation or not. Everybody in the world, the video already has over, I think, 7 million hits. Just a Cleveland bus driver chin-checking the girl with the super uppercut for talking, you know, talking greasy on the bus. Call us up. I mean, 646-478-3599. I know everybody out there has heard it or seen it, and I'm just going to play just a piece of it just so you can just, you know, just kind of feel the vibe that was going on. So I want y'all to listen real closely what's going on here. Here we go. Now, for those who don't know, whenever an old person say you're going to jail now and they don't back up, that's your ass. And, you know, I don't know all the details, but, you know, I want y'all to listen to the footage real close, because if you listen real close, you're going to hear what happened, and it sound real like video game. It, the way it went down, like, if you listen real close, you're going to hear some things in here, so I want y'all to check it out. Just, I want you to listen to it one more time for me. Play it again. Just listen real close. This how it went down if you listen real close.
Round one, fight!
Yes!
That's how I really went down. That was straight video game style.
Like, you are stupid.
That was video game style. He brought that shit from Kentucky.
You are so stupid.
But I need y'all to call up. Talk. Is that a violation? Does
you
anybody
are
out there
stupid.
Feel that he should have, you know, I understand violence, you know, the whole thing, but Was he wrong? Was he right? Call us up. I want to hear your side of the story. You know, like my man said, what's your side of the story? You know what I'm saying? I need to hear it. So,
Lily, we got somebody in the queue want to come in and chime in.
We got somebody in the queue. Let's see what's going on. Woo, this PD Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's up, what's up? This is Jess. What's up, this PD?
What's going on?
Oh, my goodness. You went back to
Black and stupid.
The old Street Fighter.
That's how you hit it, man.
Strictly a violation. I believe it was a violation. I understand that she's a female, but, you know, she crossed the line by, I think it was reported that she...
Is it a violation that he hit her or that he shouldn't have hit her? What's your violation?
It's not a violation.
Okay.
To me, it's not a violation because of the simple fact that she crossed the line. She didn't conduct herself as a woman. You know what I'm saying? I believe from the videotape, and also, too, it was reported that she spit on him, you know what I'm saying, and lunged at him, you know what I mean, and hit him while he was still behind the wheel of that bus. So if you're going to act like a man, you know what I'm saying, you know, make sure you can take it like a man. You know what I mean? And he definitely, you going to jail now.
Well, wait, I just want to say this, though. I agree with everything you said, and I think if they were out like in a, you know, a bar setting or something like that, but only because he was in a professional setting.
Right.
And, yeah, she running her mouth and she spit on him, she did all that, but him being a professional, he should have just kind of grabbed her up and, like, maybe threw her off the bus. I don't think he needed to hit her.
Right, if they
was out in the streets and she did it, I'd be like, whatever. I don't agree with a man hitting a woman, but if you're going to pop off like that, like they say, if you want to pop off and get in a man's face, then you kind of deserve it. But only because it was in a professional setting, he should have been a professional, you know, and just kind of like maybe just threw her off the bus. He could have called the cops. He could have even, you know, grabbed her by the arms or whatever and just kind of shoved her off the bus. But the uppercut, I just thought that was a little too much. Even though I do agree, she deserved it. And I also want to say, ladies, you ladies out here, you know,
we train men
not to touch us. When we have children and our parents, you know, teach young men, you never put your hands on a woman. But women out here think it's slick. And it's fair game to go push on a man, you know, touch on a man. Oh, you can't hit me. You can't hit me. And I think that's foul. Ladies, we train the men not to hit you, so don't touch the men because you crossed the line now. So, like I said, if I think they were out in the streets or whatever and they did that, hey, whatever. But only because he was a professional, I think he should have just kind of shoved her off the bus, you know. Just like the police officer that punched the Spanish woman in the face, you know what I mean?
He just turned around
and just socked her right in the jaw like, you the professional. All you had to do was just grab her arms up, put them behind her back, and handcuff her. You didn't have to turn around and sneak her like that.
Yeah,
you know,
that was
you the professional.
But going back to that, like, I think he snapped when she spit on him, you know what I mean?
She crossed the line, I agree.
You know what I mean? I think he snapped, you know what I mean? And now, do I agree with you, you know what I'm saying? It's a professional setting, yes. But also, I was thinking about it. He just stopped at a bus stop. So imagine if he already told her to get behind the line. Now, imagine if he was driving and she attacked him, you know what I'm saying, while he was driving all those passengers too. So I was giving the thing, you know, in that aspect. But, you know, you're right with that. But, you know, nowadays, you know, people getting fed up with the niggerism. You know, and they getting tired of it.
Pretty much.
I mean? Because, like a week before in Cleveland, somebody videotaped still a transit bus. So it's been brewing up in Cleveland. And this is, you know, this is what you see, you know what I mean, the product of, you know, Ken by the uppercut. Oh, my goodness.
But did you guys see her interview, though?
But she
I think it was Fox interview her. She was on there. You know, she refused when they asked her about, when the reporter asked her, well, do you think you were wrong for, you know, spitting on him and aggravating the situation? She refused to answer that. Well, I can't talk about that. My lawyer advised me not to talk about that. Oh, but you could talk about how he was wrong for putting his hands on you.
Right.
She would not acknowledge what she did.
Right. See, everybody is talking about the hit heard around the world. I agree that it was phenomenal. I was trying to get a hit off like that. You know what I'm saying? I need to, you know, I'm about to get in the gym because I need to get my bob and weave going. But what's going on with the respect for the elders? What's going on with, you know,
I know,
knowing your place,
right?
And just what's happening? And now you got old, you know, you got the older folk, the community coming out kicking ass. They got canes and everything. They ready. It's about to be crazy.
They're not taking it anymore.
I want y'all to listen to something because I went and just I happened to, you know, get an exclusive of everybody involved. Even the bystanding dude, I got exclusive with him too. So this is how I went down. I want y'all to just listen to, you know, the testimonies right here. So let y'all check this out right here. That's right.
I know everybody saw what happened. See, I'm a bus driver. I've been doing this shit over 35 years.
Seen the whole thing and shit. Like, I was a nigga in the vest and shit. You know what I'm saying? Construction working all day and shit.
This is fucked up. You know what? This nigga didn't have to hit me like that. You know what? First of all, what kind of nigga even use an uppercut?
So I guess they was arguing over some transfers, right?
Fuck it. Only thing I asked for was a damn transfer.
I said I had no problem giving you a transfer. She looked at me, called me a old motherfucker.
I said, bitch, hold on. That's an old school ass nigga. Because he had the Velcro shoes and shit. They was strapped up tight. So I knew he was ready to go at any moment.
I'm the wrong bitch to fuck with. I told him.
So I tell her, hey, watch your goddamn mouth. Because you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail.
Over a transfer, bitch.
She comes over, hits me upside the goddamn head with a baseball bat. Now, you didn't see that on the camera, but it was there.
I was like, oh, shit, it's about to go down, because you see me in the video, like, I'm going to sit back down. I was like, shit, about to get too real for me.
I didn't want to do it. Something got me. It had to be the devil.
Next thing I know, he steps his old country big ass up. Boom, right up in my face.
Just bust her all in her shit. It was like, whoopsie.
Grab me by my neck and drag me off the bus. Like, drag me. And then gonna throw my purse and shit off the bus like he was doing something.
You want to come to me acting like a man? I treat her like a man.
All I know is I can't wait till my nigga get out of jail to whoop this nigga ass. We're gonna find him on that bus route 33.
I told her, stop fucking with them old niggas. I told her ass that shit.
And don't you know, not one person on the bus said shit. Ain't nobody say stop. Ain't nobody say nothing. But one lonely ass bra in the back told me, that's a girl. That's a girl.
Now, I was going to stand up for her, but I had knew she deserved it. That shit was crazy.
If people need to understand, you got to respect your goddamn
help. That bitch ain't called no help. I'm up here fighting for my life. This old-ass nigga gonna grab a bitch by her neck. You know the last time I been grabbed by my neck?
I grew up in the deep south of Mississippi, and I don't take shit off nobody's goddamn children.
4 million motherfuckers been downloading and saw a bitch get her ass whipped on the damn bus.
These hoes be acting up. But that old nigga ain't let her. About to go do this sheetrock shit again. I'll holler at y'all.
And that's all I got to say about this shit. I'm done with it. I done got suspended from work without pay. And I got a boy in college. And I don't know what I'm going to do. So I don't want to do it.
Gonna let this old hoe-ass bus driver beat the fuck out of me in front of everybody, and then y'all gonna put it on YouTube, World Star, everything, and not none of y'all gonna help a bitch? Really? Really? Look at my eye. Lips all fucked up and shit. Fuck y'all. It's all right. It's all right. I'm cool. Wait till my daddy get out on Friday.
That's how it went down right there.
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I don't know how you be doing it. You are stupid.
That's how it went down. But then I asked the bus driver. I was like, you know, how long have you been doing this? You know what I'm saying? You know, for you to, you know, come out your skin like that, you know, how long have you been doing this, right? And, you know, this is his response to that.
I'm driving buses now for... I started... driving buses in 1960. I was one of the first niggas to drive a Cleveland, Ohio bus. I
right,
actually
that's
one of the
we
first
say,
black.
Your old ass nigga not even be driving.
God damn it.
Damn
let
bus.
Me tell you something, man.
I already did what I had to say to you.
I know I take this shit from you.
You know
okay?
What? Okay.
Hey,
wait,
let me tell you something now. We done went through this already.
Okay,
you,
wait,
need to respect me. You need to respect me.
Right,
you know what I'm
saying? Fuck your ass up. I'm going to give a damn about your old ass. Give me my damn transfer.
God damn it.
Still want more. Hey, I had to cut it off. I was like, oh, I had to get out of here. It was getting rowdy, so I'm done.
Oh, man.
I said, I'm done.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm done.
Black, you are too much. Too much. That was funny as hell.
The violence. That's violence right there.
You guys ever hit a woman? Y'all ever hit a woman when you was little? Little girl got on your nerves? You ain't never pushed one down to scrape her knee?
Nah.
All little boys has pushed a little girl before. Y'all lying.
There's a reason to trip an old person down a flight of stairs. Just don't do.
That was too funny. I enjoyed that
very
much.
You know, I had to pull that in. We gonna kick it with a little bit of music real quick. Then we're going to come back. I got a couple more topics for you guys. I want to ask you guys a question. So, Infamous, you going to kick it with us for a little bit?
Yeah. Hold on for a minute.
All right. So we're going to go on a little bit of music, and then we're going to come right back. Let's do this.
You ready, yo.
Oh, yeah.
Baby.
Yeah, baby. Still in like the way you
baby.
PD Radio.
Oh man, we are back, and that's what we do right there. We bring you that classic R&B, hip hop, soul. We give you the whole gambit. So we're gonna kick it real quick.
Right.
So how you guys
feeling over
there?
Hope you guys enjoyed
there?
That exclusive Mr. Black play for you guys. I'm still tripping over here. That was hella funny. So, Jess, the debate comes on in a half an hour. Are you gonna be checking that out?
Yeah, I'm checking it out. In fact, I have it right now, you know what I mean? Turn it down low. Just talking to you guys, chopping with y'all, and waiting to see what I'm going to do tonight. But,
he's
strong.
Yeah. We'll see if he take it up a notch tonight.
Yeah.
You know that's right. I got a question for you guys.
What's that?
So everybody know that Clint Eastwood has his new movie coming out. I think it's this week. Trouble with the Curve. So is it? How do you guys feel about? There's a lot of people talking about how Obama supporters should kind of boycott that movie because it is produced by Clint Eastwood and all the antics that he had at the Republican I think it was a rally or whatever it was. How do you feel about that? You think that people should boycott that, or what do you feel about that?
I honestly didn't know he had a movie coming out till you just said.
Oh wow, that's good.
Yeah,
that's good
I really
stuff.
Did. Oh, okay.
Hmm. What about you, Infamous?
Well,
no, you should.
You said,
Miss PD. Miss PD.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
I
that?
I don't. Hey, if you want to go watch the movie, go watch the movie. I don't know. It's not going to change anything. As far as the election, it's not going to change anything. Like, why boycott it? You know, he has a right to speak his opinion on who he wants to be the president. We don't have to agree with it, but, if he's in Romney's corner, he's in Romney's corner. Okay? This is a movie. Like, go see it. Don't see it. I really don't care.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, it's entertainment. You know what I mean? I don't think that's, I like Clint Eastwood movies, back in the day movies. I don't know him too much as a director, but, it's a form of entertainment, something that you can go and buy some popcorn with, hot dog. You know what I mean? This right here is about people live, food on the table. So,
right.
That's
hot dogs. Right. Something that we're seeing more and more now, as far as celebrities kind of bringing their voice to the table and being an influence over, the masses and trying to get votes and pushing people a certain way or shedding them a certain way. Do you see that more now? I know we had who else? Somebody else had an opinion. I know it was a lot of people actually. I just heard a Morgan Freeman, he has a commercial supporting Obama. That's a pretty big endorsement right there. So, I mean,
there's quite a few celebrities in it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, with that being said, is that, as far as going to see someone's movie, I mean, for instance.
It shouldn't have anything to do with it.
Okay.
I don't think it should have anything to do with it because what if, you have white people who love Morgan Freeman and, Samuel Jack. What if they stop going to see their movies because they're, endorsing Obama? It's like, where do you draw the line? It's stupid. Like, that's entertainment. Leave that where it is. Political is political. Leave that where it is. I mean, just because somebody, I don't agree that you should boycott movies because somebody's endorsing somebody you don't like.
Well, on the flip side of that, what are they doing with the funds, though? How do we know what's going on with the is the funds for that movie being, used to support Romney and his campaign? Now, is that something that, that you want to be involved
in
if you're
funds.
Not?
Okay, even if it is, it's like you're taking, what is the movie now? I don't even remember. You taking $10 of my money for whatever. I don't. It's going too deep with it. It's not that deep.
Okay. Well, who knows? The same way we thought about the people who was making the toilet paper products and stuff like that. I mean, you know, you just don't know where your money's going. So I just wanted to put that out there. So something to think about,
well,
I think. I think it's something to think
about.
I'm
not necessarily a big fan of Clint Eastwood, but if I was, like, I wouldn't not go see his movie because he's endorsing Romney, my personal opinion. That's all I have to say about that.
All right.
And some of that money,
moving on.
You know, some of that money, let me say this, some of that money may be going towards this campaign. Because it was a big
thing.
Yeah, it was an advertisement. To me, it was average listening. You know what I mean? People to donate for Romney because he's behind the funds a little bit. So they want to generate that peso, you know what I mean, for him. So they're doing everything they can.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
But they're doing that all around the table for Obama. You know, you have celebrities throwing, you know, $20,000 plate dinners to support Obama. Like, okay. I mean, they're going to raise money anyways. That movie has nothing to do with it.
What I'm saying is it goes both ways, too. But what I'm saying is the same way they wanted this whole big thing went around for people to boycott certain paper products and all this other stuff.
Right, I remember that.
You can't dismiss this and say, oh, it's a movie. We shouldn't do that. Or, you know, if you feel that strongly about it, maybe if that, you know, it's your choice, maybe you should boycott it. But like I said,
but
I'm
think
just
with
saying,
the paper
you just
thing,
don't
that
know
was more
the
of a prejudice
going.
Thing. Yeah, but I think the paper products was more of a prejudice thing. It wasn't really
shouldn't matter
about. Well, that's different. You know, that's a whole separate thing. So in that respect, I understand it because they don't like black people. I mean, that's what that thing was about. So that's totally different. That wasn't really about Democrat, Republican, or Obama, or Romney. It wasn't about that. They didn't like black people. I believe that's what it was. So that's why they were saying you boycott them. Because they're like, you know, they're being prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
So that's totally different.
Hey, I like Clint Eastwood as far as his movies and stuff like that. But, you know, I'm just saying for the hardcore, you know, Democrats out there, whatever, if they feel like their money is going to go towards any part of that man's campaign, they might, you know what I'm saying, they might not do it. So
yeah, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
Yeah.
You guys out there listening, why don't you call us up and give us your opinion? 646-478-3599. We'd like to hear what some other people have to say on the subject, so give us a call. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, one of those things. So I don't know if you guys know, but co-star of The Last Dragon, Leroy, I think his last name is Brian, found dead at 44, and that was Bruce Leroy's younger brother, Richie Greene, in a movie. So I wanted to just give a moment of silence for that man, because that movie is classic. And if you guys don't know, they are talking about doing a remake of the movie, The Last Dragon. I think the RZA is going to be involved in that. Yeah, they're talking about doing it. Coming soon, so I've been hearing some big things about it. I think that would be cool to have a nice tribute done to that movie like that. So, yeah, so we shall see. Also, what's going on, Magic Johnson is trying to revive the Soul Train. I don't know if you guys know about that. He actually purchased Soul Train, and he's working on a Don Cornelius biopic, so that should be hot, too. That should be a nice movie coming out on his life and legacy.
Okay. I think I heard about that. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, a lot of big stuff going on. So, I have a question for you guys.
What's that?
Got another question. So, in Manhattan, two ATM machines were found with over $100,000 of fake money in.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
crazy.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about counterfeits? You know what I mean? What's going on now? You think you're going to start seeing a lot more crazy stuff happen with the banks and things like that?
Oh, yeah.
Better go to your own ATM.
I think people, we need to start keeping our money at home. Leave the banks alone. Because people are desperate right now, and they doing all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
Home invasion is going to go up. People start hearing that.
Yeah, my boss was telling me about that, a couple weeks ago. He was talking about that. He said the home invasion is about to get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, you think so? He was like, yeah. He said, you know, you better be prepared. You better have weapons in your home because it's going to get crazy. Because people are desperate.
Yeah.
You know?
That brings up a good question. You know, how many of the callers, the listeners out there, how many of you guys, if something was to go down right now, would you be ready for it? If someone was to try to, do a home invasion on your property, would you be ready for it, or would you freeze up and basically let them come in and do whatever they, whatever they wanted? Now, call us up. I need to hear about that. 646-478-3599. You ready? Are you prepared to do what's necessary to protect your property, or are you going to, basically just lay down and let whatever happen, happen? So,
I'm fighting to the death, darn it.
Are you,
man, I'm a Taurus. Y'all better, man, please. Even if they win, I'm fighting all the way down.
Get the Ginsu.
It's not going to be easy on this side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying.
Can't let nobody step on your property.
I got the nigger beater.
You got the nigger beater?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm scared to ask.
Going to be another story in the news. You going to jail now.
It's gonna be old, right?
Classic blonde now. That's going to be classic. That's classic now.
Oh, yeah, that's classic.
Exactly. I was going to say the same thing. That's the new line right there.
You know what's funny, like, right now, we're laughing about this, right? We are laughing about this. We are making, light of the situation. There's a lot of people out there who feel real serious about this man hitting this girl like this.
Right.
We're kind of making light of it, but people don't understand. Some of them, they just don't understand that, for one, as Ms. PD said earlier, if you're a lady, you conduct yourself as such, you're not in that situation. You know what I mean? Don't bring yourself to someone, don't put yourself in an element where you're not ready to go all out. You don't know who you're dealing with nowadays, and that's what people don't realize. They want to be bad and stuff like that. I see them all the time on the trolley when I'm going to work, kids down there, ignorant as hell. You're going to bump into the wall, you're going to bump into the wrong man, and he's going to knock your head off. So, just a little advice.
Hey, like they said, you want to talk bad and you want to jump in a man's face, then you need to be prepared. Again, I don't agree with a man hitting, but if you want to be that bad, where you think you're bad enough to fight a man, then you better take that beating like a man, too. No, you can't be jumping up at, oh, my God, I can't believe you hit me. I don't want to hear none of that. You all up in his face. You trying to threaten his life. You going to beat his ass, his mama ass, his granddaughter, everybody ass. Then when he hit you, it was like you shocked. Like, no.
What you
with that? No.
Mm-mm-mm.
People need to understand you got to respect your goddamn ass.
Mm-mm. You stupid.
We're going to go into the music, and we're going to come right back.
Yes, let's do that.
We're going to do that. We're going to break the tone for a second, but we will be right back.
What it is. Throwing them back, flirting, cause I dig you like that. Pete, baby boy style. Hope
but we match. You sent me crown royale with a note attached. You said you look like the type that know what you like. I could tell by the jewels you go for the ice. Plus you wear shoes well, the suit flows nice. I don't like the notes too well, let's be more precise. Meet me by the VIP, let's powwow. Whisper in my ear like blue, let's bounce now. I'm about to say peace to my mans for you. When it's all said and done, I got plans for you. Body like
come
the exorcist,
on,
hey,
yeah.
The way he lit his lips, he was macking, true thug passion, I'm like, slow down before you crashing, never mind him, he ain't thinking about you, or the way we sex, on a villa up in Malibu, marry who, daddy please, I'm taking it all, from the stash to the keys, so let me see, boy I'm about to dead my mans for you, when it's all said and done, I got
oh,
plans
baby.
For you, he said,
tonight is round two. Voters get to ask the questions tonight for the presidential debate. And just infamous, I just want to know before, you know, we let you go, what question would you ask the president and Mr. Romney over there?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely, you know, maybe start off with the domestic, you know, as far as the economy is concerned. That's the number one thing. You know, seeing a lot of people out of work and food stamps, you know what I mean? You know, that's our biggest concern, getting the middle class and the poor back to where, you know, like Obama said, you know, in the Clinton era, back to those days where the job rate, you know, say it was 5 point something. Now it's, you know, it's like, you know, 8, 9, something like that. So you want to get people
right.
back to, you know what I mean? You want to stop outsourcing a lot of jobs, you know what I mean? They're still doing that. So, but the thing about it, too, also, you can't put your faith in man, you know what I mean? Because man can't govern himself or if we won't be any problem. So, but I think the best candidate would be Obama to try to, you know, fix some of the stuff that Bush did, you know, back in his term. But my biggest thing is, you know, he went on ahead and got Bin Laden. Yeah, and, you know, the Middle East is still up in the uproar, but, you know, at home, we need to take care of home now.
Mm-hmm.
So I really,
I'm with you on that.
That'll be my question.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Ms. PD, before we let Just Infamous go, I just want to hear, you know, your take on what question would you ask?
I agree with everything Just said. I would just like to know his plans on, like, what is his actual plans on turning things around? You know, everybody say they want to turn around and they will turn around, but I want to hear what the actual plan is, you know, to set that. To set that emotion. So that's what I like to hear about. You know, precise plans on how to, that's going to be done.
Right. And that is the key, because on one side, you know, we kind of know what, you know, Obama is trying to do and what his plan is. On the other side, you know, all we're getting is a bunch of stuttering and we don't know what's going on over there. We don't know what he's really trying to do. He's saying things, but what's his plan? Talk to me. I'm serious, you know, like, what's going on? You know? So, all right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Take
some thanks
notes
for calling in, Jess.
Yes.
Yeah, man, hit us up next week. We don't talk about
thank you again for all your support on the show, you know, for the lovely intro you did for us and how you continue to plug the show on a daily basis. We truly appreciate you. We see everything you've done, and we really appreciate it.
No problem. If I can, I'd like to give a quick shout-out to my man Smoke and the D, working real hard at the Chrysler plant. My man Southside up there is making Quincy's. Yeah, my man Smoke Time. And also, you know,
going on, Smoke.
Give a big ups to you know, Barracks Music and Day One Production, you know, saying we always holding it down.
That's right.
That's right.
J Boog, where you at?
All right, man.
Where you at, J Boog?
Check this out.
Call us up, J Boog.
Right. Calling that man out.
That's right. He's flipping.
All right, guys, it's been a pleasure. Keep it up. You know what I mean? I'm still going to have y'all, you know what I mean, on the computer, so, but I'm out.
All right.
All right,
have a good night.
All right. Oh, man, a lot going on. So we're going to switch gears again. We're going to go back into some more music, and then we're going to bring it right back. So this is PD Radio.
You know it.
Are you looking for unique, creative gifts for yourself or your loved ones? Well, Poetic Designs offers just that. Personalized pillows, centerpieces, gift favors, framed poetry, baked goods, and more. So check out the site at PoeticDesigns.net. At PoeticDesigns.net.
Way back long ago, my heart. think that they would come crashing down. No.
All right, you guys, you're
back with PD Radio, and on the line right now we have our special guest of the night. We have with us tonight Poetic J, a.k.a. Preach. Hello, Preach. How are you?
I'm good. Uh-oh.
Oh, we're great. We're great. I can hear you, yes.
All right.
Welcome to PD Radio. Thanks for calling in tonight. It's a pleasure to have you on. Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Pensacola, Florida. It's Northwest Florida, the 850 area code, not too far from Alabama.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get started, Poetic J. I understand your thirst for words started in elementary school where you would read the dictionary like it was a book.
Yeah,
now,
I ended up... I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
No, I was just going to tell you a little background about that. I ended up having a teacher, fourth grade, the end of the year. I read it so much, she kind of like just gave it to me like the last week of school. That's when I realized, I would read it any time I had, and I would sit there and read it.
Okay, child prodigy. I like that.
Right.
Now, when you're creating, how are you inspired? Like, do you build around a word? I often build around a word, but do you build around a word, or is there like a particular situation that inspires a certain piece that you're writing?
Probably more so the message. I happen to be 21 years of age, and a lot of people in my generation, I think, need to hear a lot of the stuff that I have to say. So a lot of the stuff that I write has a lot to do with love, unity, and individuality, and, you know, wisdom as well. So really, it's just along the lines of bringing about prosperity within our people.
Okay. I respect that. Now, I've seen some of your YouTube performances, and you are very, very good. I really enjoy them. Do you perform at many events?
I got an event on the 19th here in Pensacola. It was supposed to be with Queen Sheba, but she canceled out on the host, so it'll be Malik Salam. He's also he's HBO Deadpool. So it'll be Malik Salam, myself, and a local female R&B singer by the name of LaSonya Walker, and that's this Friday here in Pensacola. Other than that, I don't necessarily have any future bookings. I'm trying to arrange a tour where I can move around, but I need each city to accommodate for the next as far as funding and whatnot goes. But I've been to Mobile, Alabama. I've been to Atlanta, Georgia. I've been to Augusta, Georgia. I've been to Fort Walton Beach, Florida.
Okay.
Get you down to the East Coast, definitely.
That's right. Well, he's on the East Coast. We just need to bring him up a little bit high.
Hey, Greg, all right? Right.
Need to bring you up here.
Where is that?
We're in New Jersey.
Area.
Philly. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know a couple of connections in Philly. Not too heavy.
Okay. All right. Well, we plan on putting together, you know, a PD Radio event. So when we set that up, I would definitely love to invite you and have you, you know, come out and do something if you're available. So I'll keep you posted on that.
All right.
So,
I'll definitely do that because I do plan on making my way up there.
All right. What is your ultimate goal with your spoken word, Preach? Where do you see yourself going with it?
I want to, incorporate that with, I guess you could say, conscious hip-hop. I don't know if you guys ever heard of artists like Wale or Big Crit, but a lot of their content is, you might as well consider it poetry and hip-hop. I'm trying to do something along those lines. It really, as far as my content, it really would depend on, you know, what's on my mind at the time. I kind of just dig within my soul. I don't necessarily go for anything specific. But as far as my career goes, I would love to... make a career out of it where I can make enough of a living off of it. But I think in order for me to really do that, I'm going to have to touch into a few other things. I want to try out, you know, acting. I deal with songwriting a little bit. Just, you know, entertainment basically is like me right now is what I'm really trying to get into. So I do want to be able to quit my day job at some point, you know, and just make a living off of entertainment.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the songwriting. I did read that in your bio that you wrote. Are you still writing songs right now?
Yeah, I hadn't had anything produced, and I don't have anything copyrighted or anything like that. But it's really kind of self-proclaimed when it comes to that title. I don't necessarily have any works that what backs the credibility of that up. But I personally, I really feel that I can do something in that particular area because I played around with it before when I had a little studio time somewhere. And, you know, I feel that my ability to write music is absolutely, you know, I like to put words together, like I said in my bio, like they fit like a puzzle. So I do want to try out songwriting.
Okay. Now, do you want to write for yourself or would you like to write for other artists?
Both, really. I want to be able to, you know, write my own stuff and copyright my own stuff and get paid royalties off of stuff that I, you know, written and got copyrighted. And I want to be able to do the same for other people as well, you know, other artists. Probably,
What artists would you like to write for if you were given the opportunity?
Man, I can't think of any off the top. I can think of someone that I want to work with, but write for, I hadn't really thought about that one.
Oh, okay. I know you're going to share a piece or two with us tonight. Are you prepared to do a piece right now?
Yeah, I can do that.
Give the listeners a taste of what it is you do. All right, let's go.
Okay,
right.
This piece is called I Wish.
I wish that I could introduce myself to a female and her not just think I want to have sex. I wish that I could hold a conversation with that same female and not be compared to her cheating ex as if I just want to be next. I wish that I could go apply for any job and be given a funny look and have my past researched and not be automatically labeled as a crook. I wish that my brothers didn't feel like in getting a job was no hope and didn't feel the need to rob or sell dope. I wish that my brothers would stop dying in vain with their loved ones left crying in pain. I wish that just because I'm young and black when it comes to stats, I wouldn't be directly labeled to guns and crack. I wish that people would express themselves and not let society cause them to arrest themselves. I wish that people of all different backgrounds, beliefs, and religions would come together to discuss their decisions because the journey to the Most High is one big mission. I wish.
That completes that piece.
You got some hot killer lines in there.
Wow. I am very, 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 very impressed. That was
awesome.
Oh, yeah,
I like the delivery. The delivery
that
is
all
awesome.
Yes.
Point. Yes.
Very much so. I'm very impressed with that. Love it. Tell me, Preach, are there any writers, past or present, that inspire you today?
Let me see. When I first got started, I was really into a lot of Black Ice's work. I was into Shehan's work. You know, what is it? I think J.I.V. I was watching a lot of the YouTube videos of a lot of the Death Poets. You know, that were on the particular show. And I guess it would be those as far as spoken word artists go. Yeah, definitely Black Ice, Shehan. That's just to name a few. Oh yeah, and you know, R.I.P. Will the Real One Bell. I got a chance to see some of his work too. Say he had to go like he did.
Okay.
Right.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your poetry movement. What is that all about?
Basically, to give a background, I always like to say that the pound stands for like the raised fist, you know, and the words the poetry movement put together basically just stands together to represent unity and togetherness. And the whole purpose of me introducing the particular campaign or collective, however you want to word that, is to bring more attention to the spoken word industry, you know, whether it be a radio show, whether it be an event, whether it be an artist's album, whatever it may be. Speaking of which, I do have this contest going on for the Poetry Movement. And basically, if you would visit facebook.com/thepoetrymovement and send a YouTube video by way of a message, I would post it to the page. It would get posted to the Facebook page. It would also be sent to Twitter. And what I would do is also I would give you a direct link to that particular post, and what you would do is encourage people to like the post. And at the end of this month, the person with the most likes, I'm going to allow a week of free promotion. Probably do 2 to 3 posts a day.
Gotcha.
Love that. That's awesome. You definitely have it going on. You have it together. I like where your head is. You're very intelligent. Very intelligent. So good young man. What's coming up next for you, Preach? Like, I mean, I know I asked you where do you want to go with your, you know, your spoken word, but I mean your life in general. Like, what is your ultimate goal?
Well, like I say, I want to have enough of an income from entertainment, like I said, to be able to just not work a day job. I would love to have a nice venue somewhere of my own, you know, where I was hosting every so often, maybe every week or something like that. I want to be able to do that to give artists from out of town a chance to, you know, get on the microphone. I actually just got a hold of a venue here. It's a smaller venue. And, you know, I'll be hosting every second and fourth Fridays. It'll be an open mic here is what I'm trying to work on.
Okay.
I would love to just, you know, end up with a venue somewhere. I guess you can say that's my goal from at the top of my list.
That would be great for you to do because you'll constantly be around, you know, the spoken word, the creativity, the art, you know, and it'll be your baby and you can guide the direction
right.
of how it's going to go. That would be so awesome for you.
Thank you. I'm hoping to do that with the open mic that I got here. I'm looking to, you know, take that as a start. I didn't expect to be in a, you know, a venue where I can sell out 200 or something. I kind of, you know, it's a small venue, but it's a blessing. So I'm going to try to run with that,
try
to get something started. I'm going to call it the open mic vibe night. And if I can get that to stick, I feel like I can take that to another venue and do the prestige, probably pull in the crowd. That's what I want to try to do with that. So I also want to travel as much as I can. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You want to travel as much as you can?
As much as I can. I'm willing, you know, not a lot of people have much money to give and, you know, not necessarily willing to and whatnot. So I'm willing to put in the money. So if I can make enough in a certain city to go to the next city, I'm going to the next city and I ain't looking back, you know?
Right.
Love it. I love your
That's
drive.
How you do
That's
it,
awesome. Yeah, you know, all big dreams have to start out small. So, you know, it doesn't matter that this venue is small. It's a matter of how far you go with it. You know, this is just a starting point for you. So you take it and you run with it and let no one tell you, no, if that's your dream and that's in your heart, then you go for it hard and don't look back. You just go for it. So respect you on that. You have anything you want to say, Adam Black?
I want to find out. Go ahead.
No, I thought you were talking to me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm listening.
I wanted to ask. You know, do you have any spoken word? Anything recorded down with any music behind it? Or have you gotten into that? Or
it's funny you asked that. I hadn't had a chance to. I've been trying to land some studio time. You know, a lot of people they working with $25, $35 an hour, things like that. I just ran into a lady. Oh, I forgot about that. No, November 10th, she wants me to perform at an album release party. And what she was going to offer me in return was studio time. So I'm hoping to use that to at least get a single out.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, definitely. I mean,
you need to hook up with Mr. Black over here because you know he does music. And
I think I added them on Facebook. I think I did. I think I seen the promotion of T Radio, and I think I sent a friend request.
if you can pump out acapellas of your work, I mean, of course it's hard, especially when you have a beat behind, you know, your madness or what you're thinking about, and your cadence has to flow, you know, some type of way to whatever the music is. But you know, if you can just at least get it down, recorded. Let's say they give you an hour. If you can bust out three poems or whatever, that's just going to benefit you because now you have your work you can take with you and you can give it to producers. They can, you know, they can throw beats underneath it and hook it up for you. So, I would love to hear you on
something.
Definitely.
Try to do that.
You know, because
go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
No, I was gonna say I have some stuff that I have like in the works. I just hadn't had the studio time.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm hoping to do that. Hopefully by next year I can at least say, you know, I got something you can check out on whatever link.
That's what's up, because we definitely want to hear it, man. We definitely will play it and you know, push that out there.
That's right.
That's
right.
Definitely.
Before we let you go, do you have another piece that you like to speak on tonight for us?
Yeah, I'm going to do this one. It's called Hard Times. I kind of like to do it last because I kind of like to, you know, leave the audience with the reminder to count your blessings and not your problems.
All right.
Okay, so.
Two bills just got paid. Another one due. Through the last month, we made it. I hope we survive next month, too. From 9 to 5, mama slaves. Daddy on the grind, too. Working minutes for pennies and hours for dimes. The minutes diminishing, devour our minds, leaving our souls on a roadmap to find. And I'm no mastermind, but I know after time we'll make it. And though I try to shake it, I ain't gonna fake it. Hard times is hard taking. But I try to keep my head up, even at times when I'm fed up, trying hard not to stress it open. Times gonna get fed up. I want to keep the faith and not let up. Praying and praying and praying and praying up, and that he answers my letter. It's deep, shaky ground, but I stand on 2 feet, and each day is a burden. I'm constantly hurting, but somehow I'm certain that he won't leave me deserted and won't fail to deem me worthy of a better life. And they say when it rains, it pours. Seems it's been raining for scores, but I ain't complaining no more, and I'm thankful for each and every one of my blessings. And though I'm stressing, I take every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year as a blessing. Hard times. That's it.
I love that. You got that energy, man. I love
yes.
it. Yeah, yeah, the cadence is right, man, with the energy and how you put it together, man. You have people really honing in on the next, you know, the next phrase that you're about to spit. You have people, like, really on edge just waiting for it. So, hey, look,
yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, if you can, you know, put together, you know, if you want to drop an acapella or something, you got me on your list. Hit me up, man. I'll throw a beat on it for you. I got you.
Okay, what's your Facebook name?
The Facebook is you can go to Black Music, and I'll hit you with the my email address too as well. So
okay.
Are you following him on Twitter? Maybe that's
yeah.
easier for you too.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Damn, I have
Black District on Twitter.
I'm checking it right now. Let me see what we got.
You are incredible. I mean, even that piece you just did, you came in sounding like a young Martin Luther King. I'm telling you. I love your voice. You are too incredible.
Actually, Martin Luther
love
King
you.
And MLK, he inspired that piece, I wish, I guess you can say. I always looked up to him. You know, in school, when he did the autobiographies, I was always ready to do one about Martin Luther King or Muhammad Ali.
Okay. Well, do you have any closing words for us? Poetic J, anything you want to say to your people out there? Any shout-outs you want to give to anybody?
Oh, man, shout-out to anybody that supports and loves poetry as much as I do. As far as my links, if y'all don't mind me shooting those out, it's facebook.com/poeticj. I'm on Twitter, @IamPoeticJ. See, Tumblr, IamPoeticJ.tumblr.com. My YouTube is YouTube.com/IamPoeticJ. If you visit Tumblr, you'll actually see all of those links along with a few personal posts. That's why I'm trying to make it like my website, IamPoeticJ.tumblr.com. Other than that, man, as much as I promote individuality, I do have to say, be yourself.
That's right.
That's right. And you will also find Poetic J's information on our website, pdradio.site40.net, where he will be featured this week. So you guys can also check out his information there as well. Again, Poetic J, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I really enjoyed your interview and getting to know a little bit more about you. And I love the two pieces that you read for us. You are truly incredible. PD Radio. We're fans.
That's
of you,
right.
So thank you so very much.
Thanks, I appreciate y'all for having me.
I already hit you up.
Okay, yeah.
All right, Poetic J.
All right,
we will
y'all
be in touch
good.
With you. Thank you so much again for calling in.
No problem. Thank y'all.
All right,
man.
Have
you
a
have
good
a
night.
Good one.
All right, y'all too.
All right, bye-bye. All
right. That's what I'm talking about right there. That's great poetry right there.
Good young man right there. Very intelligent.
Oh, if you listen to what he's saying, he has a great message in there, and he's definitely, you know, thinking on a level that a lot of, he said he's 21 years old, right?
And like you said, the cadence is, he got it. He got it going on.
And it's all about that delivery. And you know, when he started talking about, you know, he was, one of his favorite poets was Black Ice and stuff like that, I can hear a little bit of those similarities as far as the cadence goes. And because Black Ice is ridiculous. I mean, he's nice. So,
you know, to be such a young man, he has, like, an old soul, just like our past guest, A.G. Soulful. Like, you know,
exactly.
They have kind of like that old soul, and, you know. That is nice. It's refreshing to see it.
Yeah, wish him nothing but the best, definitely.
All the best, all the best. I just want to say real quick, J-Book, call us back, J-Book.
Uh-oh.
He's probably too through with us right now. J-Book, call us back. We are free now, so call us back. Let's get you on a line.
Yeah, we got to put him on the couch.
Yeah, we gotta put you on the couch, J Book. Call us back. Come on. All right. With that, why don't we go on to some more music, Black?
That's right. Here we go.
Love at first sight, but you gotta imagine. Dog Child, B-Rock. Let's go.
Why don't you return my call? Why you trip out where I be? You don't ever come to see me. You say that you're too busy. What the hell? I don't have time. Why you messing with my mind? I can find another guy, someone who will treat me right. I don't need this bullshit. I won't put up with it any longer. You can go if you want. I don't need your pity. I will be just fine if you decide that you want to leave. That what I heard you say. Said that you love only me. Thought that you'd be all I need. What happened to promises? Said that you were better man. Your words have no weight with me. I just count up it. I see. I don't need this bullshit. I won't put up with it any longer. You can go if you want.
Your creative gifts are, come join and share on my networking site at poeticdesign.name.com.
Woo, that's right. This is it's your boy Black. We are back just for a minute. I just want to just drop a line real quick and just give some love for one Poetic J. Great segment, man, and you know, we know it's gonna be some great things coming from you in the future. Jay Boog, man, sorry we just missed you on the line. Hopefully you call back in. We got 24 minutes 50 49 47 and it's counting down. So make sure you give us a call, 646-478-3599. Now, I'm just going to say something real quick because I just think it has to be said a little bit. When you go and you vote, you know, next month, everyone has a reason for why they want to vote. Totally understand that. This society is kind of divided, but, you know, there's people who live in a certain reality, and then there's other people who live in a reality, and they're trying to turn it into something that's not even real. I only can speak from where I came from, you know what I mean? And I only can say, you know, about government assistance, about, you know, housing and things like that, and coming up out of that and you know, seeing your mom, you know, fight through, you know, all of that craziness where, you know, people say you're on assistance, things like that, and then to put you in a great school system and then have your kids, you know, go on and then, you know, do great things and become men and so forth. If you vote one way and you let this man take that hope away from people, it's your fault. That's all I can say, is your fault. You know what I mean? This is a man who attacks political figures, you know, national, internationally, before he even is on that stage. He's talking smack. So if you want a guy like that, you know, to represent the country, who has no kind of calmness about him, he's not cool, he's not chill under pressure, he doesn't know how to, you know, back up a little bit and then, you know, come forward with a different game plan, that's on you. I know who I'm voting for. So I don't need a nuclear holocaust. That's all I'm saying. So I just wanted to put that out there real quick. So Ms. PD, I don't know if you have anything you want to say, but I just just had to put that out there because I think a lot of people, they're so concerned with, oh, we need change and blah, blah, blah. There's people in this country, you have no idea what it means to be poor. No idea. No idea. And they want to claim that they can tell a certain part of our population what it means to be poor and how to live and stuff like that. You have no idea. No matter how many lifetimes you live, unless you're, you know, a minority, a color, you know what I'm saying, a shade that's darker than yours, you will never understand what it's like to be an American in this country. So I know
how
I
just want people to understand, you know.
They don't understand.
As I said before, this is beyond black and white, you
right.
know, as far as electing. This is far beyond that. I personally want a president, whether it's Obama or any other Democratic president, I personally want a president who understands what it's
right.
like to not have the best, you know, what it's like to struggle. And the reason that I'm voting for Obama is because he understands that. I think we need to give him the time, the extra 4 years to make that difference, because he came into a mess and you can't just clean it up overnight. But at the end of the day, he understands what it's like to struggle. You know, his wife, you know, she said before, you know, coming up, he would wear the same shoes and he would just get them resold instead of buying new shoes because he felt that was a waste of money. So this is not somebody who went out and got the best of everything. And she said one of the first dates they went on, his car was so old and beat up, had a hole in it. You could see the road as you were driving.
Right.
He knows what it's like to struggle. He understands that. And I think he's going to do what it takes to get us back on the right track. It doesn't happen overnight, people. It takes time. But you need a president that's in place who can understand and who can relate and who can set the tone for that. Somebody who has no knowledge of it, they don't care.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're poor and you're struggling, you're trying to find a better way, you know, but you keep getting blocked by these rules, they don't care. they don't care about you. So you need to vote for a president that's going to make the change, set the tone for it. So that's all I want to say about that.
That's what I'm talking
anybody,
about.
And anybody that has the right to vote and does not vote, that's very sad. And there is no excuse for it. Unless you're sick and homebound and you cannot, and even then you can fill out an absentee ballot. There's no excuse. If you have the right to vote, then you need to make your vote, you need to make it count. No excuses. Seriously. All right. I'm done preaching.
Uh-oh. Light that fire. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That
like you said, like, it needs to be said. Like, people need to it's not a game, people. It really isn't. So, you know, all the laziness and, like, acting like you don't care or, you know, I'm just one person, I'm not going to matter, that's out the window. I really don't care to hear about it. I mean, I don't like hearing about all little things either, but there's some people out here that they just turn me off, like they really don't care one way or
right.
the other. Like, how do you not care? This is your future. You know, this is the future of your children. You know, your grandchildren, your great-grand, and everybody coming up after you. Like, how do you not care? So, you know, just like everything our ancestors did for us, you know, to get us to the place where we are now, to totally disrespect that today by not taking advantage of every opportunity that you have, that's so sad. No excuses. Let's do this.
Yeah, that's the thing that gets me, too, is that whole disrespect. You know, like you just said, that whole disrespect thing about, you know, as far as ancestors who came up. And I feel like we have a large, there's a large part of our population that just blatantly mm-hmm. disrespect everything that people have done before, you know, what we have
it's
now.
True.
They don't even
it's
think
true.
About it. It's not even a glimpse in their mind when they go throughout their day. What kind of damage
mm-hmm.
am I causing? You know, things like that. In a sickle.
Because
you know,
the youth today, see, they don't really know the struggle. That's the problem. They don't know it. So to them, it's not real. So when you say, you know, your ancestors fought this and they did that, so you can do this today, they're like, whatever. Like, it's not a part of their personal life and experience. They don't care.
Like, just right, and everything you see, all the imagery now that you see is totally different. Like, what these young kids think a man is, they're looking at Lil Wayne, they're looking at Young Jeezy, people like that. Those are not men.
Mm-hmm.
I wish somebody would tell me that these guys are you know, full-blown 100% men. You know, when we grew up, you know, you had people like Jim Brown and you know, Bill Russell, Billy D. Williams, and people like that, you know, you know, James Earl Jones, these were men, man. Come on, man.
I mean, even, you know, the little girl. Black is like, they looking at Nicki Minaj and being a Barbie, like, you got grown women in their 30s talking about they a Barbie. Like, come on. Like, really? You that screwed up?
Exactly.
You know, and we teach it, you know, little girls up here doing them little booty dances, everybody sitting around, oh, look at her, she's so cute. No, that ain't cute. Stop that. You bringing her up the wrong way. Like, and you know, you got these like we were just saying the other day, Black, these young women today, like, they think they got to be strippers and, you know, all this other stuff to get attention from a man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's all the songs coming out, you know, by these young guys, is like, that's all they talking about. So these young, impressionable girls thinking, oh, I got to be super sexy, and I got to be this, and I got to be that, and that's the only way, you know, he's going to pay attention to me. If that's the only way you want to get attention, I feel sorry for you.
Exactly.
And I really feel sorry that the mothers don't teach them any better, you know?
That's because they doing the same thing.
I don't have a daughter, but if I did, I'm trying to tell you, she'd be the classiest thing out there, because I wouldn't play that. I don't understand how these women have these daughters out here just any old kind of way. You know, but the moms want to be like the daughters. They want to be young. They want to run the streets. So, and the daughters just emulating what they see. But, hey, it's sad. It's sad.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I want somebody to call up, right? I mean, call up right now. Just tell me the truth. You know what I mean? Have you ever sat and said to yourself, please separate me from these ignorant-ass, you know, counterparts that I have to, you know, work with every day and walk with and talk to you? Have you ever, like, has there been a situation in your life where you were like, you know what, I would not mind if you just separated me from, like, throw them on an island somewhere, and I would be okay with that?
Man, let me tell you, when I was younger, like my mom was so, you know, like, you understand, like, my mom, we didn't grow up rich, but my mom was so different from everybody else. Like, she didn't want to shop, you know, in the neighborhood stores. She always went out to, like, the white areas to shop. Not because she was trying to be better, you know, than everybody else, just because she wanted better in a way. Because when you go to some of those stores, you're looking at these people and how they dress and how they, like, carry themselves. It's like, am I real? Like, you don't even want to be associated with that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, you're supposed to accept that, though. Like it's
right.
Acceptable. Like, okay, this is how it is, and that's just what it
is. Right. And then, you know, and it just passed down to me. Like, I would never, like, I was never the one to, like, go to corner store. You know, the neighborhood corner stores. Like, that wasn't me. Like, I didn't care if people thought I was trying to be too cute. I don't care. Say what you
can't
want.
Can't say the same. Had to get my penny candy.
I couldn't. I would cringe because I couldn't do it. Like, I had to go out of the way to a store. I couldn't do, like, corner stores and stuff like that. I really couldn't. You know?
You know what's funny, though, about the corner store? The corner store is almost, the corner store is the original dollar store. People, if you don't know your history of corner store, bodega, stuff like that, that is the original dollar store. That is where you could go and you could get a lot of stuff with minimal amount of money. You know what I'm saying?
It was
you
just
could
the
get
people.
A lot. Right, it definitely
right.
was, but it helped support so many. Now the corner stores are just as expensive as anybody else now, some of them. But it used to be you could go down there, you could get a hoagie for, it was like $1.75 or something like that. It was something ridiculous, like $2 or whatever. I mean, you could actually get bread, and everything was cheap. So, I don't know.
Like you said, like, I always felt so far removed from people. Like, I would just look at people, right? I don't even want to be associated. I don't even want people to think I'm on that level, that I'm just straight ghetto like that. And just to see how people act and, like, they just don't care, like,
You know what's funny, though?
And
at
you
the
don't,
same
I
time,
mean, you have what you have. We grow up how we grow up. We have no choice in that matter. But you do have a choice of how you conduct yourself and how you live.
Exactly. Right.
But if people, I just don't, it's so far over my head how some people just don't get it. It's just ridiculous to me.
You're right.
You know, you don't have to be rich, you know, and you don't have to try to act like you're better, but, you have to want better.
You just have a certain standard for yourself. There's nothing wrong with
that.
You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
That's all.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, I would go to these stores in Philly, you know, these little corner stores and stuff like that. And, you know, I would go in there and you got the 3-inch bulletproof glass in front of you. Already, to me, that's a slap in the face. Well, you got to put bulletproof glass between me and you to make the transaction. I'm already feeling some type of way. On top of that, you got ignorant people coming in there screaming out their orders for things that just don't make no sense. I know I used to drive, you know, the Asian people crazy in there because when I come here, I'm like, thank you very much. How's your day? you know, I'm just polite and I leave and that's it. But, you know, you got people who come in there and it's ridiculous. I'm looking at them like, man, you really make me want to just, you know, I need to call Cleveland. I just want to call Cleveland. You know what I mean? So, crazy.
Right. Yeah, I feel you. Totally feel you on that.
Right. And then they look at you like you crazy.
Pretty much, right? Like, who the hell you think you are? Like,
right. You're supposed to screen your order out, too. No, I'm not. That's not what I'm supposed to do.
That's why I'm in my own little bubble, Black, and I'm proud of it. I don't care what anybody says about me. I really don't. But I'm not going to be associated with certain things.
Hey.
I'm just not.
That was our PD radio vent session right there. We just had to get that out. You're like, man, they got problems.
I know. Like, they just totally flipped the script on us.
But we're going to
play. But that's what the show's about. It's real talk. And that was real talk we just gave you.
That's right.
Come on now. Don't act like you don't know. And if you offended, sorry.
Exactly.
You offended. That must be you.
Tough break. I mean, you know what I mean?
Tough break. Nah.
Hey, I'm saying, I mean, somebody called me up because seriously, when you walk into a corner store or Chinese food restaurant that's in the hood and you got 3-inch glass in front of you and you can't even look right at them where they got the cubby hole where you got to go like up and then to the side to grab your bag, that doesn't make you feel some type of way? Come on. Like, really?
And do you understand your part and why that even had to happen in the first place?
Exactly. That's
it. Ain't happened for nothing. It happened for a reason, because people going in there straight ignorant.
Exactly. And they conduct business like it's nothing. They walk up to that glass, make their order like it's nothing. Like, to me, it doesn't feel right. I walk in there and I'm like, this is not supposed to be like this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Come on now. But, But you know
what?
Let's go into a quick song real quick and then we're going to come back. We're going to change vibes real quick. Then we're going to end the show out. We got about 7 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, let's play a little song. We got to pick the vibe.
Why don't we do the OJs? End the show with the OJs.
Okay. Let's do it.
Sounds good? Let's do it.
Let's do it.
You
Miss PD, Miss PD.
Mr. Black.
We got 2 minutes and counting. Yes, yes. Go ahead and I want you to end this out for me.
I just want to thank everyone, you know, that tuned in tonight and, you know, called up tonight. We really appreciate everyone who supports the show. Thank you so much. We do this for you guys, so we appreciate you all. I want to thank again Poetic J, a.k.a. Preach, for his interview tonight. Lovely guest. You know, good poetry he read for us. Thanks, Poetic J, for calling in and sharing with PD Radio. And Black, thanks to you for doing all you do for the show every week. I really, really, really appreciate you and having you as my co-host. So thank you. And I just want to say much love to everyone. That's it.
Right, and we are going to take it on out the way we came in. So enjoy the night, baby.
I started driving buses in 1960. I was one of the first niggas to drive a Cleveland, Ohio bus.
God damn it!
Let me tell you something, man. I already did what I had to say to you. I know I take this shit from you.
You know,
okay? Let me tell you something now. We done went through this already.
You need
to respect me. You need to respect me. You know what I'm saying?
Fuck your ass.
And we all know how to rest.
Oh, man. What?
Fighting radio.